I work with some smart people, researchers who are the world's leading authorities in their field. But am I jealous? No way, because I am the undisputed queen of the bladderworts. Bladderworts are just about the coolest plants on the planet, and many of them grow right here in the North Woods. These underwater plants look a little like leaves on the parsley that you buy at the grocery store. But unlike that herb, bladderwort is carnivorous. This means that, like a Venus flytrap or a pitcher plant, they eat animals. Since they live underwater, they eat animals that live underwater, mostly tiny zooplankton swimming in the lake. The bladderwort trap, or bladder, is a sophisticated engineering marvel. Each bladder is a little hollow sac filled with water, a little smaller than an apple seed. The bladder is attached, but kind of dangling from the plant, like a tiny cherry hanging on a tree. The most amazing thing is that this little ball has a tiny trap door that can open and close. The bladder gets ready to spring by pumping water out, so it has kind of a squished-in look, like your face if you just sucked on a lemon. Bristles poking out from around the little trap door act like triggers. If a little unsuspecting animal bumps into one of these bristles, the trap door opens, water rushes in, bringing the prey with it, and the trap door slams shut, all in the blink of an eye. The little animal is stuck inside with no exit. Abandon hope, all ye who enter here. It is curtains for the little zooplankton. The zooplankton runs out of oxygen, dies, and decomposes. The bladder absorbs all the nutritious goo from the decomposed animal, helping provide the bladderwort with important nutrients. Every bladderwort is covered with hundreds of these amazing little bladders. Little feasting wonders. There are 8 different kinds of bladderworts in Wisconsin, and I'm always excited when I see one. Unfortunately, I don't come across bladderworts in my work every day, but as part of my job, I'm sometimes asked to visit homeowners with a plant problem on their lake. One time I was called to a lake near Rhinelander to see a homeowner about a problem with large purple bladderwort. Aha! One of my favorite plants and a teaching opportunity. As I walked down to the lake with the homeowner, I said, "You know, bladderworts are really very interesting plants." "Yeah, yeah," he said impatiently. "They're carnivorous, we know. Now, how do we get rid of them?" Well, that set me back. How could my delicate, humble bladderworts be causing so much trouble? A quick trip on their pontoon boat and the problem was clear. Like all bladderworts, purple bladderwort does not have roots, and the plant tends to loiter wherever the wind pushes them. In this lake, they had mounded up into an enormous iceberg-like raft, creating a nuisance on the surface and growing as far down into the water as I could see. It was a mystery as to why purple bladderwort had exploded in this lake. However, since then, I've gathered more and more accounts throughout the state of purple bladderwort behaving badly. Most everyone has heard of exotic plants like Eurasian water milfoil that come from Europe or Asia causing a problem. But this is a normal, homegrown Wisconsin plant with only a scattered distribution. I know of an undeveloped lake in Iron County that also has a formidable purple bladderwort population. But I had never thought of the plant as a problem, as it clearly was on a lake with residents, with their expectations of unfettered recreation. I wish I could say I solved the problem of large purple bladderwort overpopulation, but I cannot. I do have a hypothesis. Purple bladderwort usually grows in very low nutrient water. If that lake then has a new source of nutrients from, say, erosion due to home construction or a faulty septic tank, the plant may start growing like crazy in response to all those nutrients. Since large purple bladderwort often grows in lakes without much other vegetation, the bladderworts may be the only plants around to start growing. Possibly there is even a food web effect, with increased nutrients giving rise to increased algae, giving rise to increased zooplankton, and food for the bladderworts. I really don't know. Right now, I'm completely free of any pesky data that might tell me I am wrong. For the time being, I'm always interested in learning where people see large purple bladderwort, and I welcome anyone to contact me if they know where it exists. Large purple bladderwort is hardly the only native plant guilty of becoming a nuisance. But a plant that is relatively rare, becoming so abundant it becomes a problem, really is a puzzle. I suppose if I'm going to call myself Queen of the Bladderworts, I better figure this out. This is Susan Knight of UW-Madison's Trout Lake Station for Field Notes.